Mark chapter 4. So tonight I've been thinking on about something from the last few weeks, and I'm going to get ahead of myself here, but it's been, there's a couple words that pastor's going through a Bible study a few weeks ago, and it kind of stuck out to me, so kind of pondering it, and we'll see where it goes from here. Mark chapter 4. And we'll get started in verse number 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? So a couple things stuck out to me. So, you know, have you ever thought, or have you ever been frustrated with how busy life gets sometimes? And you always tend to be running here, you tend to run there, you got to take the kids to this event, to that event, you got to take them to work. Sometimes they get old enough and they're not driving yet, but they're working. I had to ride my bike, but I got to work. Uphill both ways. You have this meeting to attend, or you have a hobby. You have a thing that you like to do. Whatever it may be, you just seem like you're always on the go. And then on top of that, you got to go to work, because those bills keep showing up in the mail. I can't figure it out. If I take my mailbox away, they'd probably just lay them on the boulevard. So we've got responsibilities at home. We're schooling our children. Some of us in here homeschool our children. So there's added things there. And the list goes on. We're trying to be here when the doors are open. We're trying to be faithful in ministries. It never seems to end. We're always on the go. We're always trying to get somewhere. It seems like, I know for me, the older I get, the busier and faster life goes. And I have a 14-year-old already. So I know some of you are like, no big deal. Been there, done that, right? But you know, sometimes you ever hear folks out in the world, you get talking to people and they're like, Christian, huh? You guys must live a boring life. You don't do anything. You don't go to parties. You don't go to concerts. You don't do this or that. But boy, they have no idea. And you know, what has transpired over the last few months, and what we're, you know, aside from not being able to come here to church, it kind of honestly was nice, because my life was kind of on the run, in the essence of we were always doing something. And it was kind of nice to what we went through in the last few, you know, months, that just to kind of like, everything came to a screeching halt. And it was kind of nice just to sit back and relax. It kind of forced us, we had no choice really, but it kind of forced us just to kind of stop what we were doing. And it was kind of nice just to digress. So, you know, now these things that I mentioned, all these things that we have to do on a daily basis, there's nothing really wrong with them. It's just, most of the time, it's just living life and attending to duties and daily responsibilities. And, you know, so just thinking along that line of just all the different things that we've had going in our lives, and the things that we're prioritizing and we're trying to be here as many times as we possibly can. And I know sometimes we're not always here, but we should strive for that. So a few weeks ago, Pastor was going through a normal Wednesday night Bible study, and a couple words that caught my attention are, "Be still." So I've been thinking about that for a while, last few weeks, and what kind of got me thinking was, what am I missing from the Lord by not being still? And I've kind of talked on it before about the small things. And if you're, a lot of times you'll see it when you go on a missions trip. There's a lot of little things that happen that if you're not paying attention, you're not going to see the full glory of the Lord. And how is that in our busy life affecting the things that what are we missing out on by being so busy? Am I missing out on a prayer that I've been praying that the Lord answered? And am I missing out on a blessing from the Lord? There's a lot of things that we could be missing out on that we have no idea. We could see something happen that would say, well, that's cool, instead of giving God the glory for it. Am I allowing my life to move along so fast? Are we allowing our lives to move along so fast where we don't even take time to notice the dew on the grass? Now, Caleb had a good lesson on that Sunday morning. If you guys weren't here, you should pull it up and listen to that. And so I'm not really going on what Caleb said, but it was kind of along the same line. I was thinking about the dew. If the faster things are moving, so let's just say if it's really windy out, you're not going to notice the dew. The dew is not going to form because the wind is going to keep evaporating it away. Now, if it's calm, there's going to be a lot more dew than if there's windy. So, but listen to what, if you guys have a chance to pull that up, listen to that. The only time you might really notice the dew is when you're in a hurry and you can't cut the grass because it's still wet. So, how is my life? What am I missing out on? What have I got myself so involved with that what am I sacrificing? Am I sacrificing myself, or am I sacrificing what the Lord has for me? And it's something to think about, something to ponder. Now here in our text, here we have the Lord. He's in the boat with his disciples. He just got done speaking parables, and they're having a good conversation. How many times you've been in the boat with your friend, and you know how it is having good conversation. You're just hanging out. You're talking about whatever, and no better part to be on the lake with a fishing line and having conversation. But imagine having the Lord with you, and he is just expounding all things to you. And in verse 34, "But without a parable spake he not unto them, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples." I can't imagine, because nobody that I've ever had in my boat is going to tell me everything. So then the Lord says, so just picture yourself in the boat with the Lord. And he says, let's go to the other side of the lake. And so off you go. And we know how the rest of the parable goes. A storm comes up and they find the Lord asleep. And they wake him up. And they're wanting to know, what would you forget about us? We're in this storm. So the one thing that I can take away from this is one thing I take away from this, we can be doing what the Lord asks us to do and be in His will. But this proves that trials are still going to come along our way. And even though we have the Lord with us in the boat, so to speak, we still get caught up in the busyness of the trial. So what are we going to do? We're going to think the Lord forgot about us, right? They asked Him, "Carest thou not that we perish?" If they really knew what the Lord was capable of, you would think they would know not to ask that. But when you get caught up in the storm, you get caught up in a trial, you kind of lose a little bit of common sense. And sometimes you have to go back to that and then our faith starts to waver. Because further down in the Lord asks them, how is it that you have no faith? You just seen what He's done earlier in the passage with with parables, and then now they're asking Him, and plus He just got done expounding all things to you, and then you still have to ask Him, did you forget about us? Our faith starts to waver. So what does the Lord do here? He rebukes the wind and the sea, and He says, "Peace, be still." You know, the Lord, He wants to bestow mercy on us. He wants to calm the storms in our lives, the trials that we're going through. And what a wonderful God we have that cares for us. So we see how good the Lord is from calming the storm. Another thing to ponder is, do we really see how good the Lord is when the things are calm? So follow with me, follow my train of thought for a moment. Now, I had this train of thought, and I didn't write it all down, but let's see if it goes the same. So we've all been out on the water. We've all been fishing. Maybe not all of us, but the majority of us have. And how nice is it to go from a wavy water to the calmness? Most people like it calm, right? So when it's wavy, what do we see? Usually just the surface. We don't see much of anything else, but just the surface. But when it's calm, whether you've got polarized sunglasses on or not, whether it's calm, and obviously, yeah, the clarity of the water has a lot to do with it, but when it's calm, you're going to see a lot more of what is beneath the surface and what is down there than what you see initially when it's just the wind's blowing and the waves are crashing. And when the Lord says for the waves and the sea to be still, I think of a calm right about dusk when the lake is like glass. We always refer to it as glass. And that's what I picture. And, you know, we just saw the Lord take the sea from a rage to a calmness. And, yeah, that's, well, that's way cool. But then do you look into it and do you see the beauty and the different environment that the Lord still has to show you that's deeper underneath the surface? And so my train of thought is, you can see more of the bottom, you can see more of the lay of the land, so to speak, when things are calm, when the water's calm. Have we allowed ourselves to be so busy that is keeping us from seeing the fullness of the Lord? Are we the ones that tend to hang out in the choppy water? Not just the crappie chop, so to speak, or a walleye chop. But sometimes some of us like, you know, are we out there? Are we just kind of bobbing around? Because that's where we want to be. We don't want to see anything else. We don't want to be still. We like to be always on the go. We like to be running here, running there, doing this, doing that thing. Always be involved with something. Are we trying to be in the calm water? And anyone who's ever boated prefers calm water. There's just something about it. It's peaceful. It's quiet. But there's one other thing. It's not, well, aside from this, it's not until we get in the calm water are we going to completely see the Lord. You got to let the things get out of the way, because all those things that we have stacked up and all those things that we're doing are going to be in the way of us seeing the Lord. Think of it on your mind. You're always going to be thinking of something, thinking of somewhere you have to go, of something you have to do. And now the calm water, there's one thing that you will definitely see. It's your reflection looking back at you. So guess what? Who's keeping you from seeing what the Lord has for you? It's yourself. You know, and if you don't think I'm right, next time you're out and it's calm, see if you see yourself. Most likely you will. They say a lot of times if the fish ain't biting on a calm day, and you got certain colors on, they see you. Well, if they can see you, there's obviously there should be a reflection. So the Lord, what are we missing out? What are we missing out by allowing ourselves to be so busy? And that's kind of what I've really wanted to stress about, to be still. And by thinking about that, what am I missing out on? What am I missing out on? And so what are we missing out on? If we take our Bibles and turn over to Psalms 46, and believe it or not, this is when Pastor was in Psalms 46, this is what got me thinking here. Psalms 46, verse number 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." So here God is telling us to be still so that we can know him. And like I've said already, how many things have we missed out on because we have allowed ourselves to get busy and caught up with life? That's just, I can't help but reiterate that. Do we really know him as he would want us to? Are we listening for that still small voice? I have another one. Now picture this with me. You go for a hike in the woods, or you're going down a trail, and you come to this beautiful waterfall. And you're just like, wow, that's cool. And you just sit down, and you're admiring it, and you're looking at it, and you're just looking at all the beauty that God has created. And you're just sitting there. But what do you hear? Is you hear noise. You hear the water. You hear the water noise. While you're sitting there, you're not going to hear the grouse that's drumming off into the background. You're not going to hear the bird or the pileated woodpecker pecking on the hollow log, because the noise of the waterfall is drowning it out. And for me, the noise is the busyness of life. And we're not going to hear, by allowing ourselves to be so busy, we're not going to hear what the Lord is trying to say to us. And how do we get to know the Lord? How do we get to know him better? We need to be ever more spending time in his word. We need to be here when the doors are open. We need to make an effort to remove ourselves from the noise so we can hear what the Lord is saying to us. How many times do you come to church and things are going through your head and you just can't stop thinking about this or that, and you leave out of here and you're like, what did he even preach on? I'm guilty of it, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in here if you were to honestly examine yourself. I know sometimes we can't always be here, but it should be a priority. And we should not allow the busyness and cares of our life to take priority. And it's easy to do. It really is. It's easy to let other things take precedence. And it's something that we have to consciously be working on. be still and know that I am God. We are being told that we need to be still. Why? Because we have a tendency to keep things busy. How are we when we come to church? Like I said already, how are we got so much going, we can't clear our minds. We can't even just put it on pause. Are we allowing the cares of this life to be so much in control that when we are here, we are so focused that we're missing out what the Lord is saying? We are missing out. And like I said, the Lord wants us to be still. He tells us to be still because he wants to show us things. He wants to ever show us, always be ever showing us things. He wants us to grow closer to him. He wants us to know him. Let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, we'll read the first 8 verses. Just to kind of reiterate about what I feel the Lord wants us to know. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God in our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and goodliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we're so busy, we're missing out on that stuff. We're not going to be able to, and in the end, it's going to affect our fruitfulness. And if all you can think about, if all you have is set up in your mind, is you, and the things that you got going, how are you going to handle all this stuff here, the virtue, you know, faith and virtue and knowledge. You're not going to get any more knowledge. You're going to get knowledge about the things that you find are important to you. If we keep the busyness busy, we will not grow and miss what he is trying to show us. I find it as simple as that. We need to ever be growing. Second Peter 3:18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. If we're not being still, we're not growing. Now, there's another avenue that came to my mind about this. If we turn back over to Mark chapter 4, and I think this is something that we need to guard ourselves against. And sometimes I believe it's having to find a balance, because we tend to take things too far to the extreme the other way. And what I mean by this is, if we start reading chapter 4, verse number 2, and he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and yielded no fruit. And another fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath an ears to hear, let him hear. And you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with anything? Well, what my mind thought about was, we have to be careful that, okay, I'm going to put everything out, stop everything that I'm doing, because I want to be still and know what the Lord is saying for me, that I'm not, you're going to get yourself so caught up in that that all of a sudden you stop sowing. And think of the sower. Think of a farmer. He's not just going to stand there and just throw some seed out right there. He's going to be still out moving about, trying to get as much seed planted, because what's that going to yield come harvest? Very little. So my thought process was on, I know some of us can go to the other extreme, because that's kind of what we do. Don't go to such an extreme, because you don't want to. So we have to find a balance. What works for one person doesn't work for the next. And we need to be careful to not allow ourselves to become so caught up with being still all the time, waiting for the Lord to show us something, that we neglect our daily duties. A farmer's not, like I said, a farmer's not just going to throw out seed and not move about the field. He still has to stay busy. He still has to tend to the things of the farm. Equipment needs to be maintained. On top of making sure that the seed's coming up, then you got the weeds, and then you've got the fertilizing, and you've got a whole bunch of other things that still have to take care of. If he was just sitting back because he wanted it just to grow and not do nothing about it, he's not going to get anything. The weeds are going to choke it out before anything. We still have to be busy doing something. We just can't sit and wait for the Lord to show us what to do. Many times he shows you things to do while you're being busy. It's what is the right kind of busy, so to speak. And it's different for each person. We still need to be busy sowing and spreading the word of God, spreading the seed. We still need to be taking care of things. But how are we prioritizing it? Are we allowing it to rule our life? Are we allowing it to become precedence? Is it keeping us away from here more than it's allowing us to be here? It's something we always have to be cautious of, because the devil is going to want to pull us away faster than you want to come back. And it's always a work in progress. It's always a work in progress. So let's see if we can sum this up. I won't keep you past your bedtime. We know life gets busy, right? That's inevitable. It's just, I know the more kids you have, I'm sure the busier it gets. We, for the most part, have a control on how busy we let it get. I'm not saying that just because one person has more going on than the other doesn't mean one is better or more spiritual than the next person. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just every person has their own thing. They know what it is. You got to have a balance. You can't just sit and wait, and you can't just sit and look out the window and, okay, when's he coming, or when's he going to show me this? You have to be actively. You still have to be searching. I believe it would be beneficial for us to prioritize what we allow to make our lives busy. And sometimes you have got to just slow down. And believe it or not, for what we experienced months ago, it was, for me, it was kind of a nice, and my wife would agree, it was kind of a nice just break, just to stop of what we were doing. We had a lot going with being involved with different things and being here, and I wasn't glad to be away from here. It was all the other things. It was kind of bad that we couldn't come. Now you think of this. You don't go grouse hunting at highway speeds, do you? How are you gonna, if you do If you're going to go grouse hunting at highway speed, you're never going to see anything. The slower you go, the deeper you can see into the woods. So the slower we slow down our life, the more that we're going to see what God has in store for us. And just try it sometime. Next time you're driving down the highway, see how far you can pick things up at a distance. I'm not just saying like an open field, but see how far you can see into the woods. And the next time you're on a road, go slower where you can safely, and see how far in you can see. And you'll be amazed what you can actually see. Like I said, the slower we go, the more God will see in our daily lives. And I know for sure that, you know, like I said, on a missions trip, you'll see God working in small ways. And there's a lot of things happening in that case. But how about in your daily life? I was talking to my neighbor tonight, and we were talking about just different, she was thankful that she had broke her ankle, but she had some stuff done that if she hadn't broken her ankle, she's an x-ray technician or something along that line. So she's working with COVID patients in the hospital and stuff. But if she hadn't broken her ankle, she would have been in the heat of it, and where everybody was getting infected. So she was thankful along that line that she broke her ankle, because it forced her to stay home for a little while. So how about things like that? Are you thankful for things happening along the way that maybe the Lord protecting you from something? Are you stepping back and noticing things like that? Ask yourself, am I the person that for fear of getting too busy, I'm not going to do anything and just sit here and wait for God to show me things? Are you going to be that person? There's nothing wrong with that in a way, but you still have to be busy doing something to allow yourself to be able to see what the Lord has for you. What could you be missing out on from the Lord if you're not out sowing? Like I said, everybody has different things that work for them. And just because one person does it a certain way doesn't mean it's right or wrong for the next person. Are you the person that has so much noise going on in your life that you can't hear what the Lord's speaking to you? Are you that person sitting by the waterfall and you can't hear anything but the waterfall? And it's beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with sitting there by the waterfall. Are you just sitting there waiting for somebody to fall in so you can be there to help them? The chance of that happening is a lot less than you being able to hear somebody off in the distance that's crying out for help. You're not going to be able to hear that. You're not going to be able to hear a brother or a sister or a friend calling for help, just like you're not going to be able to hear the grouse drumming in the spring or the pheasant. You may not have a pheasant by a waterfall, but you might. You're not going to be able to hear things like that. Are you the person that is constantly looking for the calm water to see what the Lord is doing in your life and the things that he has done for you? In Psalms 46, the Lord tells us that we need to be still. So it's something that we have to constantly do, because he knows that we're going to make things busy, and the devil's going to allow things to happen in our life that's going to take our focus off of what the Lord's doing. And busyness is a fact of life. There's no doubt about it. And much like our reflection in the calm water, it is up to us to control what we allow to run our life. And I know it's kind of short, but that's what I've got for you, about what I have been thinking about being still. And just some, you know, maybe none of us have that problem, but if you're like me and you have hobbies or you have things you like to do outside of church and work, you're going to have things that are going to keep pulling on you and drawing you here and drawing you there. And before you know it, you're so far in, you don't know how you got there, and you can't get out. And by now it's affecting your Christian life. It's affecting your family. There's a lot of things all along the line. And the devil knows what he's doing. The devil knows what he's doing. And by him making you busy, or by you and allowing yourself to be busy, that's just one little tool that the devil can use to keep us from serving the Lord and doing what we're supposed to be doing. So with that, I hope that it was a little bit of a help to you and just made you just a different angle, so to speak, on when you next time you read about be still. That's kind of how my mind thinks sometimes. So if we would title it anything, as we'll title it Be Still. So yeah, with that, I'll end in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day.